Now, when Jesus spoke about friendship, he wasn't just talking about the people who naturally got on with one another, the people who we easily like. His friendship reaches out across the boundaries to people who are very different from us. He said these words when he was sharing and teaching on a thing called the Sermon on the Mount, and you can read about it in Matthew's Gospel. If you love only the people who love you, you'll get no reward. Even the tax collectors do that. And if you're nice only to your friends, well, you're no better than other people. Even those who don't know God are nice to their friends. It's a bit of a challenge, isn't it? A number of years ago, when Shirley and I, we live in Northumberland, we've travelled down from Northumberland, but we used to live even further up in Northumberland, in the Cheviot Hills, in a place called Wooler, and 13 years ago now, we established what's called a missional community called Crossing Places. The clue was in the name. It was to reach out to people beyond all the boundaries and barricades and divisions that sometimes comes. On Thursday this week, I went curling. Now, obviously, that is nothing to do with hair, as is obvious, but curling is a sport, and for me to play for my curling team, I have to go over the border, which is not far from us, into Scotland. And this is the bridge at Coldstream, as I move from England over the River Tweed into Scotland. There's a lot of tribalism and tension. There's tensions among nations, there's tensions among tribes. We're actually quite a tribal society here in the UK. If you go a little bit further up into Scotland and you turn left and you go to Glasgow, there's the classic Rangers and Celtic. And very interesting, at the two, these are football teams, the two home matches recently, if you went to Ibrox, there were all the Israeli flags flying. And if you went to Celtic, there were all the Palestinian flags flying. Segregation, sectarianism. When Shirley and I lived for 15 months in Northern Ireland, and our son and daughter-in-law, they live over there, and I traveled to Ireland a great deal, and my good friend who came to see me when I was diagnosed, he was very involved in the peace process. And there's still a sectarianism about Northern Ireland and the divide. Not as bad as in the Troubles. The United States of America, that's a contradiction in terms at the moment, because it is a divided States of America, Democrats and Republicans. It's not that long ago where in places like South Africa, black people couldn't go anywhere. They weren't allowed to share the same facilities as white people. Back in 1974, here in Harrogate, when I was a teenager at school, for my English, we actually studied a book written by a man called Martin Luther King. He was an American black Baptist pastor, and he was very involved in the civil rights movements because there were atrocious injustices meted out to not only the indigenous Americans, but actually the black and Negroes who had come to America, and they marched. In 1974 in Harrogate, there was a general election. And as a, however old I was, a teenager, I actually did a little bit of political canvassing for a Methodist minister from Wesley Methodist Church who actually stood as a Christian Democrat. I think he stood and got about 600 votes, so he didn't become a member of parliament for Harrogate. What was a Methodist minister doing standing for parliament? He was standing in opposition to the National Front candidate in Harrogate, who gained more votes than he did and the Liberal Party did at the time. Jesus, in offering friendship, wants to remove all the barriers that exist between us and to bring justice and freedom. The word that is used in the Hebrew is shalom, the well-being and peace of God to all peoples, regardless of race, gender, background. Uppermost in our minds at the moment is surely the situation, the appalling situation in the Middle East, Israel and Palestine. Things that divide us. There are other things that divide us, aren't there? Wealth and poverty is a great division. It's quite extraordinary that in the last 10 years here in Britain, some people have got, a minority, have got richer and richer and richer, and millions of people have got poorer. This can be a divide. One of the other things that creates boundaries and barriers is young people and old people. That's a lovely story. When I was, many of you know that I still am part of the Northumbria community, but I led the Northumbria community for many years. And we did some work back in the late 1990s with the Bible Society. And we ran an initiative, a nationwide initiative called the Telling Place, which was a storytelling initiative. And in the East End of London, there was a particular area in the East End of London where there was real tension between young people and the elderly population. And there was a lot of friction between the two. And so Bible Society and the Telling Place that we were running, we established a storytelling club in the local school. And we took as a theme, When I Was 14. And we invited some of the elderly residents from the tower blocks who were just complaining about all the behavior of the young people. We invited them to come to the storytelling club in the school and to tell their stories about when they were 14. And it was a bit tense. According to Shan, who ran this, she said it was a bit tense when these elderly people came in and they sat down and they were feeling a bit uncomfortable and a bit intimidated. And the younger people were just thinking, what's these old people doing in this school? You know, what on earth is this all about? And then the old people started to tell their stories about when they were 14. And they were telling stories about kind of nicking off school. And they were talking about actually when they were 14 and the war was on and they went out during the blackout. And when they went to dances and they couldn't afford stockings, so they had a black pen and they put a line down so it made you look as if you were wearing stockings. I'm talking about the girls predominantly. And the youngsters who were 14 were going, wow, these old people were like us once. And they had a whole load of fun. And the trouble and the difficulties and the tensions that existed prior to the storytelling club that ran for 3 years started to abate, go down. And there was much healthier relationships because boundaries had been broken down between young and old. Churches should be models and examples where, regardless of age or background or education or wealth, whatever, race and gender, we should all be a place where we experience what God calls us to, koinonia, fellowship and friendship. Lovely story in John's Gospel. John is telling us that if you want to know what God's like, look at Jesus. So how do we learn about Jesus? Well, let's read about Jesus in the Gospels, which means good news. These are four basic stories about Jesus that we have in the New Testament, part of the Bible. And one of the stories that John tells in John chapter 4 is a story about Jesus as a Jew. All Jews, if they wanted to go from the north up in Galilee and they wanted to go down to Jerusalem, they used to avoid going through Samaria. I don't know which no-go area of Harrogate is appropriate here, and I won't get it wrong, but there's possibly an area of Harrogate that you wouldn't go through by choice. Jesus disregarded the protocol and he went straight into Samaria. No self-respecting Jew went into Samaria. They went round. Jesus went right into Samaria, and at midday, at a well where people gathered water, so there wasn't like, you know, taps and showers and, you know, central heating systems. If you wanted water, you went to the well. And at midday, Jesus was sat by the well and he got into conversation with a woman. So all the things that you weren't supposed to do, go into Samaria, talk to a woman, and certainly not around midday. And this woman had a reputation. Jesus broke down all the boundaries. And she meets a man who, for the first time in her life, she meets a man who actually she can trust. That's a gift of friendship, isn't it? To be able to trust somebody. And her life is utterly transformed by Jesus. A Jesus who broke the boundaries and reached out to her, a Jew to a Samaritan woman. Let's never think that the Bible is not relevant to the issues that we face today. How many of you have seen this film, The Old Oak? If you haven't, let us encourage you to see it. This is the trailer. Shirley and I saw this in Annick a few weeks ago, which picks up this very, very theme. If you get the opportunity to see it, because it deals with some real, real issues. This is about, set in the Northeast, it's about a community that has seen massive unemployment, it's seen the loss of jobs, feels threatened, housing is poor, education is poor, the environment is poor, and in come a whole load of Syrian refugees. And you can imagine the tensions that exist. And then it takes a guy who's struggling to keep his pub open to reach out in compassion and friendship. And then they discover actually that we're fellow human beings, that actually we have the same hopes and fears. And just as the people in the Northeast had felt they'd lost everything, so had the Syrian refugees. They'd lost everything. And they discover by eating together that they actually could share life together. And we live in such a partisan, polarized, divided society that we have an opportunity in the Church of Jesus Christ to model a different way of love and compassion, reaching out beyond the boundaries. Of course, we have to kind of talk to strangers. And we know that thing about stranger danger. You know, goodness me, you folks in Yorkshire, imagine somebody coming from Lancashire, stranger danger. Imagine Geordies having to talk to people from Sunderland and Wearside, you know? People who are different from us. It takes courage, it takes bravery. But to reach out and go beyond the boundaries is what our Savior Jesus did. And He brought not only reconciliation with God, but He brings reconciliation with people who are different from us. Isn't it one of the big issues that we face in our society today? Think about the events of this last week. Think about the discussion and debate about immigration and refugees and asylum seekers. It was interesting on Friday night, there's a program called Any Questions, and it was from where the Olympics was in 2012. And all this talk, and then one of the panelists said, "You do remember Mo Farah? Mo Farah, who was an asylum seeker. Mo Farah, who was a refugee. Mo Farah, who escaped, and then who became a great British hero and a gold medalist. Under present legislation, he would be one of those who would be marked to be deported to Rwanda, which probably isn't going to happen." These are real issues, and they're issues at a local level as well as at a national level. There are people around us who are different from us. Jesus calls us to friendship and to fellowship. Anybody know where this is? Anybody's been here, seen this? This is the Peace Bridge that links Londonderry, Derry in Northern Ireland. And it was one of the things that was funded by Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. And my son was over there just a few months ago. He travels quite regularly all parts of Ireland with his job in forestry. This is the Bridge of Peace. And building bridges of peace and friendship become a really important component in our lives and in the life of the church.